The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
I just want to give them enough to stick. Finish my career here, and that's it. So whatever I got to do that, and be here for the tenure. That's what I'm going to try and do.
New Bills defensive tackle, old Bills defensive tackle, Jordan Phillips. Yesterday after practice, Dan Fates, 13-man sports, BuffaloPlus.com, was on hand as a couple of familiar faces returned to the team here after the trade deadline, Dan. And well, let's talk to Uncle Dan first, because much like last week, Dan, we're looking at this line and we see the Bills favored by four against Indianapolis. Last week, it was the line against Miami that we're like, what's going on here? And if you took Miami with the points, you were feeling pretty good about yourself.
Which is what Dan suggested.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm wondering how you're feeling about this matchup against the Colts here at Lucas Oil.
Okay, so also, if you had the Bills minus seven, you didn't cover. I didn't cover that. I did also have on my best bets the Bills over 27.5 points for their team total. So I did go 1-1 in the Bills game. I also had the Khalil Shakir over receiving yards. So I know I may have given out here, lay the big number. I was wrong there, but I will wiggle myself out of it by saying I won the rest of the other ones.
Fair enough.
So you look at this week, like, wait a second. I know the Colts have kept every game close this year. Is that simply what this is here, Bills only by four?
Well, I think it's also a little bit of the recency bias by the public, where the Colts were awful last week against the Vikings. Bad matchup, and I think sometimes maybe that gets stuck into people's heads where you go, oh my gosh, how is it only a four-point line? Like, the Colts, like you said, every single game, I believe, has been a one-score game or a one-possession game. So I don't think the Colts will be as bad against a Minnesota defense that was very blitz-heavy against a statue of a quarterback in Joe Flacco. So I think some of that sometimes weighs in, where the most recent game is what you go, oh, this team must stink. They're not that bad. Also, guys, if there's one thing the Bills struggle with, as you know, showed up against Miami, is their lack of ability to stop the run. And Jonathan Taylor has been one of the best running backs in the league. So I think that also has some cause for concern, because if I think the Colts have any chance to win, their best defense will be keeping Josh Allen off the field by running the ball and trying to shorten this game.
You know, Dan, you were there yesterday when Coach McDermott was speaking, and I thought he gave one of his – I mean, he'll give answers sometimes, and we'll kind of roll our eyes and laugh, like, oh, he's not telling us anything. He's not giving us anything. But he really went into talking about their inability to stop the Dolphins in the run game last week, and how it starts with that front four and making sure that they're getting pressure. And in his detail that he went into was pretty remarkable, and it just kind of lends me to believe that what we saw against Miami, though we've seen it multiple times throughout the course of the year, that going into Indianapolis, no, they're going to really focus and dial in on trying to stop Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, I think I've been on here a couple times saying that's been the this team's Achilles heel. For how good the defense has been, they've got run on against Arizona. They got run on in both games against Miami. And then the way they were able to bottle up the run in Seattle, I think gave me at least optimism of like, oh, okay, like that's a physical team that wants to be running the ball between the tackles. And I thought that D-line in Seattle, I thought held up well against the Seahawks running game. And then we saw against Miami, maybe it was just the lack of attention to detail. Maybe they thought Geno was going to try and throw it more. Those kind of things that I think flared up. And again, maybe you're caught looking one way and they hit you with another thing. So maybe this is a week where you get back to the fundamentals. We know Sean loves to talk about gap integrity and those kind of things. But I think they did get exposed. I don't think he called them out by any ways, but like to me, the one guy that stands out or has lack thereof stood out is Daquan Jones, because he's supposed to be the big body in the middle there, and I don't think he's been playing very well. On top of, you know, Ed Oliver gets paid a lot of money, so he's got to be able to be better in the run game as well. So I think that's has cause for concerns that reared its head up again against Miami last week is the run defense.
Yeah, hearing McDermott talk about yesterday, bringing in these two tackles, your thoughts on Jordan Phillips and Quentin Jefferson? I know it's hard to say, hey, do they have it or not? Well, that's what they're going to try to figure out. But hearing McDermott talk about, okay, are they in shape? To me, this sounds more like a glorified tryout, if anything. Because I'm just wondering, you have Eli Anku. Why not give him? Yeah. What I've seen on Anku, like to me, he seems like a perfect depth piece there.
Yeah, he was the one guy I thought that flashed last week against Miami. A couple of really nice tackles for losses. And he's kind of been the stereotypical player that I've been kind of calling for. And when you guys have asked me, move at the trade deadline, I've been like, get beef. Like, get some size in the interior. Because Daquan hasn't been that great, and we know that Ed isn't a big body in the interior. So I thought Anku played well, and he kind of still said, he was asked about, I think it was Sal Marana of the Democratic Chronicle, kind of pushed him like, hey, like he played great. Like, why are we bringing these guys in that can't play on other teams to come here when you have a guy on your practice squad? And he kind of said, like, it's a fluid situation. You're kind of constantly evaluating. And so I think they know what Jordan Phillips brings. And I would have liked them to make maybe a bigger splash in the interior defensive line, but sometimes maybe it's just you're better with the devil you know than the devil you don't. And these guys at least are familiar with the building, familiar with the standards, familiar with the culture, and can give some sort of juice. We know that's what Jordan Phillips loves to bring with his personality and that kind of sense. I just don't know how much tread is left on those tires for these guys that, you know, it's funny. Whenever anybody picks up somebody on other teams, you go, that guy stinks. But if your team picks the guy up, you're like, we got to steal.
That's right.
Like, I'm not sure what's left with these guys, but the Bills are at least familiar with them. It's not going to be this ramp-up period in terms of playbook and technique. They have that part down. It really is going to kind of be a ramp-up of where are they physically to play in game shape.
Yeah, and with Phillips, his time in Dallas, not really great when you look at some of the Pro Football Focus numbers against the run. He was dead last out of all qualifying defensive tackles. Dan Fates, 13 Web Sports, BuffaloPlus.com. Stopping by the sports bar, spending some time with us here, and I want to look at the wide receivers and the health of both Amari Cooper and specifically Keon Coleman. I know Cooper back at practice, but that wrist is still very heavily wrapped up, and I don't think we've seen Keon Coleman at practice yet. They're trying to figure out what to do there. What do you make here of the wide receivers, the targets for Josh Allen coming into Sunday?
Yeah, Keon was back at practice today in some form. He wasn't doing individual drills, but he was working off to the side with trainers. And as we saw today, it's similar to what we saw in the locker room yesterday, where there is no bandage, there is no brace, there is no tape or anything on that right wrist. So whatever that means. Where he is, I don't know. Normally, Sean McDermott, if there's a question, he usually goes with day-to-day, but what he talked about yesterday was it could be more than this week, meaning, like, he's probably not going to play. He will provide more of an update, he said, on Friday, but there was still an evaluation process going on. That was another thing that kind of stood out to me, like, are they waiting for swelling to go down to try and get a better look at what's going on in that wrist? But as for, you know, the other guys that'll have to step up, Mac Hollins, for a guy that was kind of in the doghouse earlier in the year, played well against Miami. And we all know that I think Shakir's volume could increase depending on what Cooper is. I remember after the game on Sunday, somebody asked McDermott how close Cooper was to playing. He didn't really want to get into that. But the way that he was so heavily wrapped at wrist at practice last week and again this week, I guess still has me questioning, is it worth it to try and have him out there? Those kind of standards. But I expect Khalil to be more increased targets, as well as James Cook and Ray Davis out of the backfield. Josh has been so smart, so consistent, so disciplined with taking his checkdowns. He kind of even said that the Colts will, you know, bend but don't break. Like, they just want you to try and dink and dunk the way down the field. Those are guys that I'm looking at to have an impact in the passing game.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Dan Fates, 13 Wham, our guest here, Buffalo Plus as well. On the other side here, Dan, what do you make of what's going on in Indianapolis that, hey, we draft this quarterback, number four overall, 10 games in, time to make a change here. The idea that the Colts have I don't know when they go back here to Anthony Richardson. So yeah, we're going to see Joe Flacco here once again.
Yeah, I didn't hate the decision because it was kind of like the Bryce Young. Like, things are so bad, and they were in all of these games. But if you look at the numbers for what Anthony Richardson was, like, he was like the 36th best quarterback when it came to throwing. Like, there are big problems. So they thought they were in games. They thought maybe they could be a playoff team. We can't keep affording to shoot ourselves in the foot at the quarterback. Joe Flacco's not bad. Joe Flacco played really bad last week. He will not play that bad again this week. He just won't. So what do you do with Anthony Richardson? I'm not sure. I think eventually, if they continue to lose games and you're out of the playoff race, then you give the keys back to the kid to see if he's learned anything from sitting on the side. And the only thing, and Josh Allen was just actually on the Pat McAfee show, and Pat was kind of asking Josh about that. And Josh said he gave a ton of credit to Derek Anderson. He's like, I know Derek Anderson didn't win a Super Bowl like Joe Flacco has, but it was just a guy of how he conducted himself in walkthroughs, in meetings, in practices. That was something eye-opening. Because remember, his rookie year, Josh got injured for 4 weeks after the Houston game. Now, Derek Henderson, I was just looking at it. He came in and the offense scored 5 points, 6 points, and 9 points when Derek Anderson came in. Then Matt Barkley came in and put up 41 against the Jets.
Right.
But it is kind of that understanding of, I know Richardson had all of last year to sit back and watch too, but that was Gardner Minshew and some other things. Like, maybe they are hoping that he learned something from a seasoned vet, from a professional like Flacco, that can kind of maybe have some things click. But it's a tough balance to walk between wanting to give your rookie quarterback time and on-field reps while also keeping the rest of the locker room engaged on, we're trying to win this week. And that's what's tough. When Josh was a rookie in 2018, guys, they were not a playoff team. Josh just was going to go out there and learn on the job. And then that paid off dividends in 2019. So it's tough. It's tough. And all you can say is, Bills fans, is credit to the way that Bean and McDermott handled the situation here in Buffalo.
Yeah, I look at that situation in Indianapolis, and I wonder if there is a divide in that locker room, that if there's a split between the guys that recognize we're trying to win games and Joe Flacco gives us the best chance versus the other side of the locker room that may be thinking, well, you know, you were unfair to the kid, and that's our guy. Yeah. We want him out there. The other thing that I can't shake, though, is, you know, maybe it isn't split because everybody saw a quarterback tap out, which you don't do if you're the general of the team. And maybe that's an unforgivable sin that Richardson can't. Let's face it. I mean, for the rest of his career, he's going to be labeled as the guy who tapped out in a game for a play.
Not only that, but then to, like, he was the one that said he needed it. Like, it wasn't like, I don't know how I would have handled that, of like, I had to go to the bathroom. Like what else would you have kind of played it off as? But for him to say, you know, I couldn't go out there. I couldn't play. I needed a break. When you're sitting there next to offensive linemen who get their teeth kicked in on a day and day, you know, every snap basis.
Correct.
Like, if you're quitting for me, like, what the heck am I fighting for? So that's a big culture. Like, that's, if you're trying to set a standard and you're trying to set a culture, which is what the Bills have successfully done here, that's a big, big no-no.
Dan Bates, our guest here. Flacco, I kind of view him a little bit like Drew Bledsoe. Statuesque,
yeah.
Pat. Ah, screw it. I'm going to throw it deep downfield and see where it lands. Dan, is there an opportunity here for the Bills secondary? Because what the Bills kind of scheme up here, it almost seems like this is a game where Buffalo could take could get some takeaways here.
Yeah, especially with Christian Benford back. But I'm with you. Flacco throws that beautiful spiral. Josh even talks about that. Like, throws a pretty ball, still has the arm at 39 years old to make all the throws, still played really well last year. He was the comeback player of the year last year over DeMar Hamlin. Like, he took the Browns to a playoff game. Like, he still has something left in the tank. It's just a matter of what are the weapons he's throwing to. Josh Downs has looked pretty good. Michael Pittman is playing very injured with a back. They thought he was going to go on IR. I think he maybe missed one game. So, like, there is opportunities for the secondary, especially with Christian Benford back. Says he's feeling a lot better from the wrist. To make some plays and to get some turnovers. That's the other thing. Flacco isn't going to be afraid to throw it into triple coverage, and they're not going to be able to disguise anything that he hasn't seen in his 47 years in the NFL. So you're going to have to try and get some pressure on him. Looking at Greg Rousseau, looking at Von Miller to try and do something this week, so that Benford and Douglas and those guys can kind of make plays behind him.
So we do have the injury report, and as you mentioned, Benford, that's the good news, practicing fully today. Keon Coleman, DNP, did not practice. That's how they're going to list him. Then the limited guys, get your thoughts on the Samuel. Okay. Amari Cooper, Kyer Elam, Reggie Gilliam, and Mac Hollins. So Hollins was actually full on Wednesday, limited today with a shoulder. But Cooper, I'm reading, there's some sort of cast on his wrist here. I mean, what would be the level of concern if you have a dinged up Amari Cooper to go along with Mac Hollins? And you know, certainly it doesn't look like Keon Coleman's going to be available.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about Mac Hollins. I wouldn't be too concerned. A lot of times this season, we've seen Mac Hollins in a non-contact jersey throughout the year, and he has played every week. And yesterday's practice was a walkthrough, so a lot of times it's tough to discern what a real injury is and their level of participation as to what the practice would be. So yesterday was just T-shirts. Sean was saying that he wanted to kind of rest his guys halfway through the season, give them one day out of pads. Cooper also, the other thing that surprised me is he walked into the game on Sunday with some type of wrap on his wrist. So whether that, and we were kind of all sitting there watching, like, was that fashion? Is this a fashion look that we don't know about? But he didn't have it on his right wrist. So there is something, I don't know if that meant that there had been some type of bracing that he's wearing at home to try and alleviate whatever is going wrong or try and help that. That's the big thing, that it have they tried to do some minor procedure to do whatever. But obviously, cast is going to be really tough to play with for a wide receiver having to catch Josh Allen throws. So that doesn't sound great for me, especially the Bills' first practice, that Cooper's once again limited and not a full go after having 5 days off.
Dan, the team is going to look beyond Indianapolis on Sunday, but we as fans, of course, are going to. In Week 11, sure. You have the Chiefs. You got the four-game stretch that we all circled when the schedule got released with the Chiefs and Niners at home, and then a trip to Los Angeles before you wrap up with Detroit in the middle of December. This four-game stretch here, what's your expectation for? Because Gino and I are thinking that if you get Kansas City in Week 11 and you handle Kansas City, that the one seed could still be in play. And I know you love it when we get ahead of ourselves here. We called the AFC East before anybody. We called that race really, really early. And we feel like we could say with comfort that the Buffalo Bills will win their fifth straight AFC East.
They absolutely will. The stretch, you're kind of looking at going 2-2 would be great, right? After the Colts, you have the bye and Colts. Chiefs by Niners, Rams, Lions. So after this Chiefs game, I think you would love 2-2. I don't think that, again, you're unfortunately, Mike always talks about it, and it's so true. It's not who you play, when you play them, you know, kind of thing. Like, if you would have played the Rams back in the first month of the season, they were decimated by injuries. Now you're going to have to go out to L.A., where the Rams are now probably one of the hottest teams in the league after their bye. The Lions are an absolute wagon. The Niners will get healthier. Christian McCaffrey is expected to be back. So you're looking at, you know, we kind of looked earlier in the year of that Ravens, Texans, Jets gauntlet. Now you're going to have another gauntlet coming through here. So I think you look at 2-2, and obviously that perspective changes. Like, if you beat the Chiefs, then maybe you start thinking 3-1. Like, but I think you kind of have to have some level of expectations of, I think we talked about last week too, about Baltimore. Because I said I think the Bills are the second best team right now in the AFC, because Baltimore is going to get cannibalized by some respects in that AFC North. The way that Pittsburgh is playing so well, the way that the Bengals are coming on, like, there's going to be some times where they get picked off because of their schedule. I think if you take down the Chiefs, you can still think about the top seed in the AFC, but it's going to be a tough stretch here after their bye.
Dan, you heading to Indianapolis? Is this your turn here to go on the road?
This is my last trip before baby number three comes. So this wife and I tried to schedule these trips earlier in the year. And also, Mike and I get to go to St. Elmo's and have the best steak that I've ever had. And that's always the best. So I do have a countdown timer on my phone of when our reservation is for St. Elmo's.
If I'm not mistaken, shrimp cocktail the size of a fist, too, as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a shrimp cocktail with the spicy cocktail sauce is absolutely phenomenal. And so it'll be Mike and myself and Matt Beauvais from KBW in Buffalo. Very excited. Made these reservations months ago. Very excited.
Very good. What are you working on this week that we can check out on Buffalo Plus, Dan?
Yeah, I actually just finished recording Best Bets. So that'll be up tomorrow, as well as our Thursday. We have our live show. Last week we recorded it early, but this will be a live show, 7:15 on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. It's our live podcast, so if you can't follow it live tonight, it'll be up and available on our YouTube channel as well as anywhere you get your audio for audio podcasts, wherever you listen to Apple, Spotify, all that stuff. So that's the big things we got going on, and then Mike and I head to Indy.
Bengals plus 6 tonight, Ravens. Who do you got, Dan?
If I was wanting to bet the Ravens, I would tease them with something else later in the week, because I love the Ravens. They're primetime at night games. They're 23-1 in their last 24, something like that, when the Bills went to play them on Sunday night. So I would tease them down just because Joe Burrow's been on an absolute heater. You don't really know what could happen there with the line. And then I like teasing possibly the Chargers coming up on Sunday. They're -7 at home against the Titans, or teasing the Chiefs down to 1.5 at home against Denver.
Very good. Uncle Dan, thank you for the tip. Thank you for the time. Have a safe trip to Indy, and let's talk next week.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Dan Fates, 13 Wham Sports, Buffalo Plus, giving us his take on Indianapolis, Bills opponent.
Teasers? Do you like doing that stuff?
Every now and then. I don't know. I mean, I like straight bets. I'm a sucker for a parlay. I will build parlays all day and just, you know, not hoping to win a lottery ticket, just looking to say, like, well, this logically makes sense. If I put these three things together in a parlay, this can't lose. Yeah. This makes sense. And of course it never works out the way you want it to work out. What do I have tonight? Because tonight I'm like, all right, let me go with the Ravens on the money line, Burrow to go over a touchdown and a half passing, and Lamar Jackson to go 25-plus yards rushing. You hear that, and you're like, yeah, that's all plausible. That all makes sense.
So what are the odds on that?
Plus 150.
Okay.
Right? I'll take it. If you let's build out another one. How about Derrick Henry over 90.5 rushing yards? Kolar, the third tight end there for the Ravens, over 14.5. That seems low. You know, that's a reception,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And Gesicki. I'm going to go Gesicki under 8.5 first quarter receptions, thinking that they go to him later in the game.
All right.
I build that on plus 500. I'm like, okay, let's see what that turns out to be. We'll see. You know, like, I'll build those all day and have fun with it, but I am going to go Bengals plus 6. Ravens win the game, but I like the Bengals to keep it close.
Yeah.
Bengals plus 6. Appreciate Dan Fates stopping by. And next hour, we'll learn more about the Indianapolis Colts. Jake Arthur, who is the co-host of the Locked On Colts podcast. Like our Locked On guys, you can hear all the Locked On podcasts in the free-to-download Odyssey app. Jake hosts the Colts podcast, and we'll talk to him at around 4:25, get the latest out of Indy.
Yeah. Coming up, and I'll drink to that, I do have a baseball take here, as we'll pass along the latest here. Now, we don't know all 13 teams that reportedly are pursuing Juan Soto, but we've got 7 of them.
Okay.
And one of them is like, wait, what?
Oh.
We'll get to that. And I kind of predict where he'll go to.
I'm going to help those that this week, we take here at Odyssey, we take our mental health seriously. And I know that there's more than a handful of friends that I've crossed paths with or I've seen in my timeline who may need help. I'm going to offer you some help as a guy to guy. I will give you some help as to how you get through any rough patches that you may be going through. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but somebody of great stature is tweeting about the NFL, and I'm to the point now where it's like I might just reach out to him and see if he can offer up some advice and maybe some of his divine wisdom towards this team in the NFL. We'll get into that as well with some takes on tap next in the sports bar. Jake Arthur stopping by right around 4:25. Your calls as well at 866-432-6585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.